Now, let's talk Chrissy, because, I mean, traditionally Christmas in Australia, it's usually a bit of a family lunch, relatives you only ever see twice a year, but it seems like an increasing number of us are finding ourselves with, I guess, a bit of loose time on Christmas Day, and whether that's because you're in Sydney alone, or maybe your family just doesn't celebrate Christmas anymore, I thought we'd run some tips on how you could spend your 25th of December, and of course, for anyone with no family around and nothing particularly to do, you can check out Orphan Christmas. Now, this is a very cool website developed by some local Aussies, allows you to connect with people around you who also don't have anyone to spend Christmas with. Think of it as kind of, I guess, Tinder for Christmas Day, Chinder, if you will, or not, maybe. It's orphanchristmas.com. Register an event for other people to attend, or you can join another group of Chrissy Orphans and figure out something fun to do. And of course, Christmas lunch, music, good company, fun-filled activities. If that sounds like something you might enjoy, you could always head out to Wayside Chapel's Christmas lunch and street party. It's a church service at 10:30 a.m., then followed by songs and a street party and a Christmas lunch. And if you want to help out, they are full, as far as I understand, for volunteers, but you can still go to the Wayside Chapel website and donate a plate and help fund an event that gets a lot of people together from very, very different walks of life. And if you're one of those people who leaves Christmas shopping to the last minute, and we are talking the really, really last minute, you can actually head along to the Grounds Christmas Markets at the Grounds Alexandria. They are open from 9 to 3:30 every day until the end of the year, including on Christmas Day. So really last-minute stuff. There'll be handmade things like cufflinks, wicker bags, skincare, leather monogramming, the usual kind of stuff you'd expect from the Grounds of Alexandria. Grab that and take it along to your orphan's Christmas if that's what you're doing. Final hot tip, if you are hungry on Christmas and still don't want to go and do anything like an orphan Christmas, have a little think about something like Chinatown, where you'll find a few cultures that don't necessarily celebrate a Christmas day, and hopefully more than a few restaurants that are open.